Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Egypt has lost her finance minister and her deputy prime minister over the government's handling of Christian protests this week. Open Doors' Carl Mueller says,
I think it's a good sign that the seriousness of this issue is taking root in the emerging political reality. Egypt cannot have a future if it chooses to have extremists dictate the future for Egypt.
Muslim-Christian tensions are high, but there is opportunity for gospel change.
We need to remember that as Egypt goes, so goes most of the Muslim world. So this is a vital place for us to be targeting our prayers.
Next, weeks of prayer and petition have paid off. Pastor Yusuf Nadarkhani has been ordered a retrial. The Iranian pastor was facing death for alleged apostasy. The case received a great deal of international attention, and now the tables have finally turned. The case has been sent to another court, which is reportedly seeking the opinion of the Islamic Republic's spiritual leader and highest authority. Pray for continued safety of Nadarkhani and other Iranian believers. And a new way to do Bible translation could revolutionize the process. The Seed Company's Roy Peterson explains.
We tested a crowdsourcing website in Asia in a difficult-to-access language group, and over 1,000 mother tongue translators came to the webpage and participated in this pilot project to help translate chapters of the book of Luke into their heart language.
Pray for success and for another language group to test this so Scripture can reach all the nations. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Are you concerned about where your nation's headed? To remind you about what nation's important, Mission Network News is making available the book Jesus Nation by Dr. Joe Stoll, president of Cornerstone University, for your gift of any amount. Get yours by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.